AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. The Francis Scott Key Bridge that stretches over Baltimore Harbor struck by a large cargo ship overnight. It is now a mangled mess in the water. There is an active search and rescue operation going on. ABC's Ike Ajachi says efforts are underway.
Video being shared online overnight shows the massive steel structure and multiple vehicles falling into the Patapsco River. Fire officials say one vehicle is as big as a tractor trailer. Multiple people also fell into the water. Maryland authorities confirm all lanes of traffic are closed in both directions. The bridge opened in 1977 and carries Interstate 695 over the river, which is a busy shipping area. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Baltimore.
The water is cold and dark, currently about 47 degrees. 11 million people use that bridge every year. The governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani speaking for the first time since his ex-interpreter was fired in a gambling scandal. Ohtani says millions of dollars were stolen from him, and he says he has never bet on sports. Well, we now know what killed Flacco, the owl that escaped from a New York City zoo and lived wild in Central Park for months.
Flacco's remains had high levels of rat poison and severe herpes virus from eating pigeons when he died last month in Manhattan. Tests by Bronx Zoo doctors were released by the Wildlife Conservation Society. The owl hit a window and crashed to the ground in the courtyard of a residential building on the Upper West Side. The report indicates the toxins are the risks you have being a bird of the wild hunting in the naked city. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Chocolate's going to cost you more for a while. Prices for cocoa have hit all-time high, spiking 60% this month. Poor weather in West Africa, where most of the world's cocoa is grown, getting the blame for cutting the crops. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are faulting Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher for leaving the U.S. House before his term is over. Roger Roth tells the Journal Sentinel he's disappointed by Gallagher's decision. Andre Jacques says he'd be in favor of a special election. As it is, the seat would be vacant from late April to early January. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County District Attorney's Office after her signature was forged.
And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty spoke to WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose their leadoff batter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Garrett Mitchell was expected to be the Brewers' leadoff hitter for Thursday's opening day in New York against the Mets, but after an MRI, it was discovered the 25-year-old center fielder suffered a fracture in his left hand. He's expected to go on the injured list and be out the first 4 to 8 weeks of the season. Mitchell hurt the hand during batting practice over the weekend. He missed most of last season with a shoulder injury. NBA, the Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James, who's been dealing with an ankle injury, is not expected to play-by-play. NFL meetings going on in Orlando. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's glad running back A.J. Dillon agreed to re-sign with the team because there was no way they could have hung on to both Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
To get A.J. back, it was that was a kind of a nice surprise. But I think that, you know, the free agent running back class was very, you know, it was very strong. There's a bunch of experienced runners out there.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. We're at 92.7 FM if you're still trying to find it on your radio dial.
Yeah, here we are.
And AM 1580. Good luck trying to find it this early in the morning.
It's raining outside. The rain has been continuing all night long and coming down pretty good. At the moment, yeah. Around our area, so watch out for that this morning.
Well, I should have. I go straight down University Avenue from the west side.
Yeah,
and there is a large lake at around the UW Credit Union area where there is always a large lake when it rains heavily.
So, is that near Midvale or where?
It's a little past, a little east of Midvale Boulevard.
Yep. Yeah.
And I hit that, and we all hit it. and the person in front of me never recovered.
Really? Is that sad?
They just looked kind of like were stunned, and then they finally turned left near the hospital. But, I thought, God, recover from that, folks. Please, take it easy.
Be aware. There could be a little bit of localized flash flooding this morning.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's the weather lingo, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah, so be extra careful this morning.
Yeah.
It's 49 degrees. It's going to get colder through the day and about 39 by late this afternoon. And rain pretty much through the day, off and on, and then gets windy and cold tonight.
No, really?
Yeah, windy and colder.
Well, what is it going to be like tomorrow? Do you know what it is?
Well, upper 30s, mid to upper 30s.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, winter's not quite done with it yet. So,
all right. Well, a big news story this morning, and everybody's going to be waking up to this. The Baltimore Key Bridge collapsed because a large ship ran into one of the
bridge abutments. Yeah.
And it did. And they have video of the bridge collapsing, of the ship hitting that abutment and just collapsing the entire bridge.
Yeah.
There's video of it. It's just stunning.
All the news channels are all over it. Yeah. There's the video is amazing, and this is a huge bridge, and I guess 30,000 cars normally travel on it every day. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, they're showing it
in Baltimore. The headline here says they're looking for at least 20 people in the water, but because of weather conditions, they're having a hard time even just doing that. So that doesn't bode well for the people in the water,
right? Yeah. And it's a breaking news situation. So details are a little sketchy, but they're coming in.
Yeah, but you should check out the video on this bridge collapsing. It's just breathtaking.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, we were sitting here stunned just looking at the collapsed bridge in the water.
Right.
I mean, that just the span and the amount of destruction is just incredible. And then we saw the video of the bridge collapsing, which happened at around, 1:30 in the morning Eastern time?
Right. So that's 12:30 our time. No, wait. Is that right?
That's the ship with all the containers on it that hit it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge cargo ship that hit that. They call it the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And right. It's really, boy, it's a disaster.
Wow. And, look at the size of the distance between.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So we're watching that this morning. And, that's going to be a huge story all day.
It is.
Anyway. Well.
That's a downer.
It is. It's tough to start on there's still apparently some people in the water, and yeah. You got to be thinking of them. But
they're thinking 20 people, but they don't know how many people are in it. It was pretty late at night.
Yeah.
I was just looking on Wikipedia here. It's about 5 times as long as the interstate bridge that collapsed in 2007.
Wow.
Oh, up in Minnesota?
In Minnesota, yeah. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, it's massive, yeah. And whatever angle the camera got on this, you can see the entire bridge just coming down. I mean, it must be a security camera or something, quarter mile away or so that captured. Now they're doing some helicopter video. It's a situation.
And Sam mentioned that it's the third longest.
Something about the construction of the bridge. Yeah. Like one of the trusses is the third longest in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, used to be.
Mm. Yeah, it used to be.
Well, oh, boy.
Baltimore, Maryland, where it happened. Okay. Back closer to home here.
Should we get to the National Day calendar?
I guess we should, We've got it.
Well, do you have something else you want to bring up?
No, first? No. Oh. I just, we got the weather today. It's Tuesday.
What day is it today, Gordy?
It's National Day Calendar Tuesday.
Day. It's Tuesday. It's National Day Calendar Day.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Wow.
Is it or is it not?
Okay.
National Nugget Day. Is it National Spinach Day?
Nougat Day.
Nougat. Yeah. Nougat. N-O-U-G-A-T.
Yep, nougat.
Nougat. American Diabetes Association Alert Day. Is it Epilepsy Awareness Day or is it Angel Food Cake Day? Which one of those doesn't fit, John?
Angel Food Cake.
How did you know? You look right over at my sheet and
no,
check
I did,
every day.
I did not. I just felt like
it's right there.
Well, that's somebody you probably have in the house that you probably threw away last night.
No, I would. I don't like Angel Food Cake. The texture of it
is really spongy.
Yeah.
But it only goes good with strawberries on top.
It's too sugary and sweet, just too sweet and the texture is all wrong. It's just I don't know who invented it, but I don't like it.
But it's very
should be
white.
Banned. National Nougat Day. Nougat, that's the word of the day.
Nougat. Yes.
Let's see what that's
it's
all about.
Bean that you find on a plant someplace. Actually, I have no idea what a nougat is.
National Nougat Day on March 26th celebrates a soft and chewy or sometimes hard and crunchy candy often found at the center of a candy bar.
Oh, just coincidentally, right? It's just there, right? The nougat part
happens. A nougat. Yeah. It's made by whipping egg whites together and adding honey or sugar, roasted nuts, and sometimes candied fruits. And some say nougat has been a sweet treat since ancient Rome. Oh, some say.
Is that what they're saying? Were you going to say something, Sam, on nougat?
I going to say something?
Yeah. Were you going to say something on it?
It's like the marshmallow kind of stuff inside of like Milky Way and Snickers bars.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Precisely. In Italy, some call it Torani. In Spain, the nougat is called Turan. I don't know. Do we care? I don't think so.
Well, what about the Three Musketeers? Is that the one with the solid nougat?
That one's
all
nougat. All
nougat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's my favorite bar.
I like Three Musketeers, too. Yeah. It's kind of light and fluffy on the inside. Got that chocolate on
the
outside.
Other candy bars always, get the credit for having nougat in it. But the Three Musketeers bar doesn't say anything about nougat, and it has all nougat in it.
It's actually at the bottom of the list.
There's nothing to corrupt it.
They've got a list of candy bars that contain nougat.
Do they?
Yeah. Charleston Chew. When was the last time you even saw Charleston Chew?
I have never seen that.
Mars Bar. Mm-hmm. The Mars Bar. I don't think I've seen that for quite a while. Snickers.
Too many peanuts
like Sam
and caramel. Yeah.
Milky Way.
Pure nougat.
Milky Way and Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers, there you go.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. So we're done. We got it.
Okay. Boys.
Now we know
exhausting.
What to shop for.
Yeah. What else is it today? Let's see. Let's just move
that kind
on.
Of, here. I don't know. That kind of dominated the discussion here this morning, didn't it?
It did. It did. All right. Here's the other one.
Who knew that nougat would be so popular?
It's National Spinach Day. Here's a food that everybody loves. Spinach. Mmm. Yes. Yeah. Especially Popeye.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Popeye the dirty old Sailor Man.
Really creepy.
If you look at some of those old cartoons, it's just amazing what they got away with. National Spinach Day reminds us of the healthy benefits packed into the leafy green vegetable. Not only are there many delicious ways you can enjoy spinach, but it's also incredibly good for you. Now, you have a different take on spinach, I know, don't you?
Well, spinach...
It's not all good.
No, there's oxalates, high oxalates in spinach.
Are you making that word up? Oxalates? What is that? Oxalate.
Which creates the conditions of kidney stones.
Ah,
I want to avoid kidney stones again.
Yeah?
Never want to go through that.
Not a good thing?
It's like having a baby. Only
how would you know?
Much shorter.
Much shorter.
Well, that's what they say. And I'm just going by what they say.
Do they zap? I mean, is there anything they can do to?
Yeah, you know what? You can negate the effects of oxalates in spinach by including a dairy product of some sort, like cheese or milk or cream or something like that. So you can negate it. It combines with the oxalate and it just passes through your system instead of going straight to your kidney, causing kidney stones and extreme pain forever.
Man, that must have been torturous for you. It sounds like it was awful.
It was really bad.
Yeah?
Yes.
How long did it take for it to pass? Hours? Days? Yeah.
Well, no, it took hours, but, you know, a lot of time in the emergency department.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing they can do for it.
Yeah, they give you pain relief. That's what they can do.
That's something.
But you can't move. I mean, there's no position that you can get that is comfortable. And you're constantly trying to find the comfortable position that never happens.
Okay.
So you go to the emergency department and they give you drugs and you're okay, but you got to sit there for, about 8 hours.
Oh, that sounds awful. You know, spinach is eaten raw or cooked or is available fresh, frozen, or canned. It's one of the best sources of iron. Iron?
Anybody want to eat spinach now?
It's an excellent source of calcium, folic acid, fiber, protein, calcium, and vitamins A, C, and K.
I put it on pizza all the time because it combines it with dairy.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Yeah, that is good, actually.
Yeah.
I've had spinach on pizza. It's loaded with cancer-fighting antioxidants, and it's believed to help improve cardiovascular and gastrointestinal health. We salute spinach on this National Spinach Day.
We salute it. Because we have nothing else to do in our lives.
Well, it's also Epilepsy Awareness Day. It's also American Diabetes Day.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Again, and I know we've got some more. We'll come back with History Day. Okay, what is this day in history? Right?
And the Mean Farmer.
And the Mean Farmer.
Oh, yeah.
We got him coming up.
We've got some interesting stories for today in history.
Okay. It's right around the corner.
Listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Reaching out for the other side. I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes.
Man. Oh, Fred.
That's great stuff.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy on the morning show. It's 20 past the hour.
I remember I had an incredible girlfriend at that time that, in my personal opinion, was the number one flower girl I've ever known and ever.
Like a flower child?
Yeah, flower child, right? Yeah.
But, like a hippie?
Flower girl. Yeah.
Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, and she was just the epitome of that.
And that song brings back those memories,
Of her, yeah. And it was, it wasn't a... incredible relationship. She lived like 80 miles away from me. So,
were you living around Madison?
No, Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely high school. And but you know, I called her up. I actually looked her up on Facebook because I remembered the name. I thought, oh man, I remembered somebody's name.
Okay.
So I looked it up on Facebook. And I got a hold of her. I just I messaged her.
Wow.
And we talked, and she said, "Oh, I was wondering about you the other day."
Oh.
And I was thinking, you know, I wonder whatever happened. Why didn't we keep seeing each other? Stuff like that.
Well,
I just told her it was just too far a commute to see her. Okay, it wasn't 130. It wasn't like 150 miles. It was, she lived in South Milwaukee, which is really south of Milwaukee, and I was on the west side of Milwaukee. And it was just a long drive. That's all.
How long were you together as a couple?
Not very long, you know, 2 or 3 months. But here's the thing, you know, she said, "Well, geez, you know, I did well in my life, but I really wanted, I wish I had gone to Layton School of Art."
Oh,
and I said,
"You
know what? That's where I went."
Oh,
so it's like,
you could have,
we would have both been going to Layton School of Art, and probably been a happy couple, so on and so forth.
Oh, that's kind of a sad story, John. Thanks for bringing us all down. And that song reminds you of her.
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yep. Okay. Why did we play that Bread song anyway? Yeah, because we never hear songs by Bread. David Gates, great songwriter, singer. Is there
a
reason?
I'm glad you asked, Duarte, because
we have a
story about Bread.
Bread?
For today's
besides
history.
Besides my story.
What's the story about Bread?
Well,
are we cracking open the history books?
Okay, so here's the political scene.
All
it's 1804. Thomas Jefferson is the president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Federalist Party, they hate Thomas Jefferson. And so, like the year before, 1803, some lobbyists basically delivered a giant loaf of cheese to Thomas Jefferson.
Because?
Because they were like supporting his policies on religious freedom, basically.
Okay.
And the Federalists made fun of it. They called it the mammoth cheese. So then the next year, 1804, on today, March 26th, the Senate was having a party and they invited Thomas Jefferson. And to commemorate this giant cheese from the year before, they made a giant loaf of bread. Take a guess at how big this loaf of bread was.
Wow, really?
How big were the ovens back then? I mean, how could they?
They must have had to, like, construct an oven specifically for this loaf of bread. This loaf of bread was 12 feet long.
No.
2 foot by 2 foot.
Wow.
2 by 2 by 12?
Yeah.
Good heavens.
48 cubic feet of bread.
That was must have been a fun party, huh?
Yeah, it allegedly quickly devolved into like a drunken mess in the White House.
I would think so. It goes well with cheese.
Yeah,
they had fun back in the olden days.
I'm sure they
with
did.
The Senate.
How did they prevent the bread from not collapsing or something like that?
I don't know.
A huge, huge loaf of bread, long as heck, in the oven must be insane.
It devolved into a drunken mess, you said.
Yes,
so
allegedly.
Immediately when they saw the big loaf of bread, let's just start drinking.
Cause. Yeah, they had drinks. They had roast beef at this party, apparently,
really?
Served with the bread.
Oh, that's amazing history.
See, it's like having Arby's.
See, this is where history kind of went off on the wrong direction because, you know, the Federalists, of course, have basically gotten every one of our horrible right-wing justices on the Supreme Court.
Well, the modern-day
Federalists.
Yeah.
Instead, it could have been the Federalist Bread Company.
Exactly.
It could have been.
What
could have or should have been.
Exactly.
Yeah, if it had only taken a different twist. Anything else going on this day in history?
Another 23rd? Significant political thing. 1812, the word gerrymander was coined in a political cartoon. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
And was there a reason why they called it gerrymander?
I believe it was named after one of the legislators in power at the time who drew the maps.
Jerry?
Yes. And it supposedly looked like a salamander, so gerrymander.
Okay. There you go.
All right. What else happened on March 26th on this date, Sam?
Are either of you fans of Doctor Who?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
There were certain years that we liked.
Yeah, the early ones.
Well, when the series rebooted in 2005, today was the debut episode.
Who is the star, do you know? Do you have any indication?
I don't remember the name
like
of the first doctor.
That tall guy with the hair. What was his name? Yeah. Doctor Who fans out there.
Well, the guy with a crazy scarf. I mean, he was
Tom Baker?
Tom Baker.
Yeah.
That was him, yeah.
They had, I'm trying to think of a guy that everybody really, really liked as Doctor Who.
I don't know.
And the last guy, you know, with the long gray hair.
Like in the new series?
Newer series.
Oh, gosh. What's his name?
I don't know. We came prepared this morning.
We didn't know we were going to be talking about Doctor
Who. Anyone text us?
I haven't watched it for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Get on the Civic Media app here in Texas and let us know. You know, we're floundering here, folks. We're not going to survive this section of the show.
Well.
Two more minutes.
We can ask the Google machine here about Doctor Who.
We've got some birthdays that we can talk about in those 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Today, 1874, Robert Frost was born.
Doctor Who.
Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was born in 1930 on this day.
Oh.
Spock, Mr. Leonard Nimoy,
yes,
the year after in 1931.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi, 1940. Diana Ross, 1944. And Steven Tyler, 1948.
There have been 13 Doctor Who's.
Oh, there has.
Look at this.
Okay, well, I'll tell you which ones.
Well, the show's been running for like...
Forever.
Almost 60 years, yeah.
I'll tell you which one everybody really liked. No one liked Matt Smith, okay? No one liked him.
What?
Tom Baker.
No one liked him.
Tom Baker?
Tom Baker was the guy that everybody remembers with the crazy scarf. And Peter Capaldi was one of the last guys to do it. He had long hair, crazy-looking guy. In fact, fantastic Doctor Who, I thought, anyway.
Okay.
And the other one is...
There was David Tennant, right?
David
Matt
Tennant,
Smith.
That's who I'm looking at. I can't find him here. They don't even have him listed. Yeah, David Tennant is the guy that everybody really, really liked. And I think it's only because they had incredible writers at the time that did some great episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going back in time with Doctor Who.
There you go. Or into the future.
Or into the future. Way. That's right. Is there currently a Doctor Who? Or is it off?
It's still on.
Yes,
they had a female Doctor Who.
Jodie Whittaker.
There's a Doctor Who booth that is all over town. I don't know if it changes places, but they have a Doctor Who booth at like Knutson...
what are you talking
about? No, seriously. And the east side, they have a booth.
Okay. Dr. 29 pass. Back with more of John and Gordy in a minute or two.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air. Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wisconsin has become the ninth state to join the Farm Rescue Organization. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The Farm Rescue Group is based out of North Dakota. Tim Sullivan is their executive director and explains a little bit about how they got started.
What we do in a nutshell is we are there to support farm and ranch families going through a crisis of either natural disaster of some kind where there's a storm or whatever. But mainly what we do is if there's an injury or an illness in the family, that's where we come in and support that family through planting assistance, harvesting, putting up hay, livestock feeding, and commodity hauling. We're there to protect their livelihood during that crisis.
Tim Sullivan, Executive Director of Farm Rescue. They rely heavily on volunteers. They've got a base of about 650 volunteers in their registry, he says, and then they probably use between 200 and 225 volunteers in a year. If you want to find out more, you can go to their website, farmrescue.org. Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning, they need some rescuing. Numbers are next. Research, education, and promotion. That's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malule from Clinton, current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, says they evaluate every research dollar they invest multiple times.
The other part of those research proposals is it might come in as a four-year study, but we cannot fund more than 1 year, so we have to reevaluate them. And each year they resubmit and we get a progress report. And there's some... Over the years, there has been some programs or proposals that we ask them to tweak midstream, and here's what's going on. And sometimes they push back, and we come to a conclusion and move forward with them generally.
Pat Malule from Clinton is the current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Research, Education, and Promotion. You can find out more about where soybean dollars are being invested in the state. Go to wisoybean.org. This message brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Yesterday, barrel cheese gained a half a cent at 143. 40-pound block cheese was up 3.5 at 142 and three quarters, while AA butter gained 5.5, 286 and a quarter per pound. December corn this morning's down a penny and a half at 473. November soybeans are down 7, 1191. July wheat's unchanged, with the April milk up 32 cents right now at 1607. May milk's up 33 cents at 1665, 100 weight. Yesterday, the Texas Department of Agriculture confirmed they figured out what the mysterious disease is that's been impacting dairy cattle in the panhandle. Apparently, they picked up a strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Now, unlike poultry, this will not kill cattle, but it does make them sick for a few days before they recover and get back to regular milk production. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Bum,
at Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. And we were talking about Doctor Who,
right?
The best Doctor Who. Who was that?
Who?
Who was the best Doctor Who?
All there right. were a lot of them. There are tons of them.
Okay. It's not a phone booth so much as a TARDIS. That's what they're called. They had to TARDIS. Give it a special name, you know.
Okay.
Just to confuse people.
Yeah.
But if you want to go see one, it is, I would assume it's still there, it's at Knutson Drive and Westport Road.
Okay.
It's right at the corner. So you would should that definitely, be? That's
east side?
It's just south of Northport Drive.
Oh, okay.
Yep, east side.
All right.
Definitely.
So we can check it out?
Yeah, you can check it out.
Take a picture.
It's been there for a long time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
A life-size TARDIS just sitting there. Unless, of course, you know, Doctor Who found a way to leave the east side and go to the west side. Who knows?
I wonder if the Mean Farmer ever watched Doctor Who.
Well, I can't imagine.
Talk about worlds colliding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Sam was talking about seeing a reflection of Doctor Who off the moon. Is that
what are you talking about?
Is that correct now?
Where we can see old TV episodes by bouncing them off the moon? What are you talking
about? This was something that I first heard about in, like, middle school when I was a lot more gullible.
You've been carrying it around for a while.
Well, I just haven't thought about it for quite a long time. But yeah, there was a hoax once upon a time that like decades old TV broadcasts would be able to bounce off things in distant space and reflect back to Earth, so you could receive the original transmission
exactly
long time after it happened.
That's
which is not the BS. Case because the signal just like gets too weak the further out you go.
Yeah, it dissipates.
But you can bounce radio signals off the moon pretty easily.
Okay.
That's like how you see the moon at night. It's just the moon reflecting light from the sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know, there was a science fiction television episodic show of some sort. I can't remember which one it was, but it was called Distant Signals. And these aliens were just addicted to this earthly detective series.
Is this a comedy?
it's just a fictional story, you know, a short story that they adapted to TV. And these aliens came to Earth because they canceled the show before it could end correctly. So they came to Earth, they looked up the actors, they found a director that originally did the show. These are all aging people now. And they said, well, you really want us to do this? And so they filmed the last episode for the aliens on another planet so they could air that and watch it and have finality to their favorite TV show.
No, one of the movies that I was showing over this weekend at the theater had a plot something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was about aliens who their entire knowledge of humanity was based off of what they saw on TV.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Distant signals.
Speaking of aliens and the moon, everyone knows that the moon's made out of cheese, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, today, guess what the Mean Farmer is talking about?
Cheese?
You'd be right, Gordy.
Let's listen.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Hey, here he comes now.
Hi. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, cheese. Oh, yeah. Cheese. Listen to the sound of that word, cheese. Sounds like what it is, don't it? Cheese. Gotta love it. Like hell. Cheese. Reason I'm bringing it up is because my cousin Norbert from Wisconsin, he wrote me a letter, said he wanted to come live with me. I said, nope. I mean, he's just too mean. I'm the Mean Farmer, but he's a dairy farmer. Whew. Ever seen the machines them guys use? A Freudian nightmare. Call me mean. Personally, my cows and I prefer the personal touch. Anyway, with milk prices being what they are, Norbert's in way too bad a mood to be my roommate. Anyway, him being from Wisconsin got me thinking about cheese. Now, I don't like cheese. Don't like it. Oh, you know what cheese is. I mean, you know you do. You know. It's controlled spoilage. Yeah, it's just the other side of fresh. It's cheese. Don't like it? Won't touch it. Cheese. I mean, won't touch Swiss. It's them bubbles. What made them bubbles? I know what made them bubbles. You know what made them bubbles. Gas.
Gas.
What kind of gas? Oh, I know what kind of gas. You know what kind of gas. Cheese gas. You slice into a fresh slab. Who cut the cheese? Where do you think that saying came from? Out of thin air? What about Limburger or blue cheese? I mean, first, they don't know how to spell blue, and second, it smells like gym shoes, old sneakers, rotten tinnies. It's the same bacteria, you know. Don't believe me? Ask a scientist. He'll tell you. What about Brie? You eat Brie, you develop an overpowering urge to buy a Volvo, Calvin Klein sport coats, bottled water, renovated Victorian home, listen to NPR, and a compulsion to start up a software firm. Weird stuff, Brie. Really? Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, real cheese. I mean, my favorite, only kind I'll eat, comes in this little plastic wrappers, individual slices.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
The worst.
Mean Farmer.
Processed cheese.
Yeah.
Hey.
Jeez.
By the way, I looked up the television show that I was talking about, Distant Signals.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Darren McGavin, remember him?
Oh,
from
sure.
A Christmas Story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the star. He was the detective in this fake TV show.
Okay.
And it was a show on Tales from the Dark Side.
All right.
And somebody texted us Galaxy Quest. Is that a similar storyline?
It's like a science fiction TV show, I believe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of a modern, I don't know. It was just... kind of like a soap opera in space or something.
Oh,
I don't
it?
Know. Well, yeah, look it up. We got time. 6:41. Coming up in about 25 minutes or so, we will reveal the ride into spring keyword for the 7 o'clock
hour. What is
hour.
That keyword this time?
Well, I can't tell you till after 7 o'clock. That's the rules. You know, it happens at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. Different keywords for each of those hours. Okay,
right,
so be listening. Okay, Galaxy Quest
is a 1990 American science fiction comedy film.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny. A parody of a homage to science fiction films and series, especially Star Trek and the Fandom.
Fandom.
Oh yeah, guy, it's just. No, it's fandom. The film depicts the cast of a fictional cult television series, Galaxy Quest, who are drawn into... This is really small print. I'm having a hard time reading this.
It doesn't matter. That's this person texted back, that's the movie that Sam was talking about.
Ah.
Okay. Sam, does any of that ring a bell?
It was actually a different movie. It was called Explorers, but
okay.
this is closer to what John was talking about than what
matter.
He showed over the weekend.
And that is our program director, Kathleen,
yes.
is contributing to the show. I like the way she started that. Idiots. That's the movie Sam mentioned.
Well, okay. How did we know that?
We're struggling.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
Obviously.
You.
I feel a meeting coming on now. Okay.
There goes the Rays.
It's 49 degrees, but it's getting colder, and it's going to get windy through the day.
There's down a chilly wind in our messages
here.
Yes,
the cold front's moving right through the studio right now. It's going to be windy, too, so watch out for the rain, and, you know, there's some ponding, some flash flooding out there this morning, so slow down, take it easy, allow some extra travel time,
big story.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah.
Baltimore Bridge
collapse. Tragic story this morning.
Yeah,
seven people at least unaccounted for. The Baltimore Bridge collapse, the Francis Scott Key Bridge got run into by a freighter, and there's all the news stations are all over it this morning. There's a lot of video. And
it's incredible. Yeah, and they have video. They have video of the bridge actually collapsing, which is just jaw-dropping.
Stunning.
Yeah, it is. All right, why don't we get to... just a little politics here.
Okay.
Let's sprinkle that into the show as we talk about old TV shows.
Okay.
So anyway, Eric Swalwell, Representative Eric Swalwell, was able to declare the Biden impeachment dead, and he did it in a very flashy way. But
did he?
At the end of this, he goes to a whiteboard, and he puts the day that it ended.
Okay.
And that was a couple of days ago. But I thought it was just nice the way he summarized everything. 561. All right, let's listen to Eric Swalwell's final comments on the impeachment.
Okay. It's time to pack it up. And I want to give you the top 10 reasons why impeachment is dead. Number 10, your key witness today is testifying from the slammer. Number 9, key evidence of a bribe that you all relied on. The guy who said that has been indicted for lying about that bribe, and he's a Russian asset. Oops. Number 8, another key witness has been indicted as a Chinese agent. Number 7, during the Hunter Biden interview, Mr. Chairman, you didn't even stay for the whole time. Number 6, Chairman Jason Smith didn't show up at all to the Hunter Biden interview. The same day, number 5, Daryl Issa said, it's a big nothing. Number 4, today Jim Jordan began his remarks not by relying on any evidence for this investigation, but he went off attacking the DOJ about what they're doing with the Catholics. Number 3, you all still have not sent the articles of impeachment for the Mayorkas impeachment to the Senate. And that happened last month. Number 2, you're now talking about a criminal referral, but if you had evidence for a criminal referral, then you have evidence to impeach somebody for high crimes and misdemeanors. And number 1, and I'm sorry to say this, Fox News isn't even carrying this today. In fact, one of their anchors, as they broke away 10 minutes in, said, this is the same hearing over and over and over. At what point are you going to fish or cut bait? So I just have to tell you, it's over. Impeachment's over. Dunzo. Bye-bye. Rigor mortis. Lights out.
Wow.
Curtain drop.
All right.
Mic drop.
Yep.
Peace. Adios.
Yep.
Sayonara. Au revoir. Or a language that you all understand. Doi civ dania. Did I say that right, Mr. Parnas?
Yes.
I dare you impeach, but you won't because you don't have the evidence. And because you don't have the evidence, you don't have the votes.
Whiteboard.
Guys, yep. It's dead. And so I'm here to pronounce the time of death.
Writing it on the whiteboard. Yep. There it is. Done. I don't know what date it was, but
that was pretty amazing.
They're continuing the investigation and the impeachment. It's not ending. It's not ending.
Mm.
And you know, they want to keep it alive and well all the way up to November.
Give it up.
They actually want to do this.
That's nuts.
They think we're going to just fall for it and let him do it.
Sure.
But I think the Democrats have, you know, Swalwell wasn't the only one to declare it dead. I think every Democrat there did. And these guys are like, well, you know, we still have so many more things to cover and
really?
So many more things to look at and so many more documents to peruse and make sure they're not all just redacted, but we want the unredacted stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's right. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move on. Nothing to see here.
That's right.
Yeah. Forget about it.
They just want to attack Biden and call into question his ability to run the country. And that's.
Yeah.
Just what it's all about. Who cares? You know? I mean, it is dead. In our brains, it's dead. In their heads, their brains are dead.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into something else here. And this is kind of an interesting find for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered that Trump does not like evangelicals at all. You know, he's actually said this.
Mm-hmm.
You've got something?
Well, no. We're just keeping an eye on the clock here. Maybe we can come back with this.
We don't have time for this?
Well,
probably not.
Do you have a sound bite?
Probably not.
It?
Yeah.
No.
We're okay. We'll cover this in just a moment.
Yeah, we're coming right back, though.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay.
Unless Catherine sends us a message saying, no, you're not coming back, idiots.
It is 6:49. 49 degrees. John Agordi on a Tuesday morning with you. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Maybe.
Or not.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. This is the John and Gordy Show, a show about nothing.
Which we prove every morning right here from 6 to 8 a.m. Yeah.
Wasn't it a great revelation? Great episode, great series of episodes.
Seinfeld? Yeah.
Yeah.
Show you know what I like to watch is all the bloopers that show up now.
Oh, yeah?
I've never seen a lot of these bloopers before. They're pretty good. Or the cast, they can't get through the script. Sometimes it's so funny. Anyway. All right. 6:51. And raining this morning, 49 degrees.
I think Curb Your Enthusiasm had a whole bunch of Seinfeld.
Oh, sure.
They got back together.
Yeah, there was a reunion. Yeah, a reunion episode about putting the show back together.
Larry David.
Yeah. Yep, the whole cast.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So should we get into the idea that Trump doesn't like evangelicals?
Get onto something. Yeah. Why wouldn't he like evangelicals? They've been with him since the beginning, right?
Oh, yeah.
They've been in his corner. They like him.
Well, he doesn't like anybody, really.
No, he doesn't.
Right. He's in love with himself. Come on, please. Now, this is a reminder from late last year. The book, The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory, American Evangelicals in an Age of Extremism by Tim Aberta. Okay. He was an influencer and a reporter. And he wrote this in The Atlantic. In the heat of the Republican primary in 2016, Donald Trump called evangelical supporters of his rival Ted Cruz so-called Christians. And real pieces of starts with S, a new book says. In private, over the coming years, Trump would use even more colorful language to describe the evangelical community, the ones who support him and believe that he is Jesus, basically. All right, so just to let you know that he's just lying when he reaches out to the evangelical crowd.
Okay.
The second coming. And that's where, and that's him, basically. Okay. Yeah. So
that's what he thinks.
That's what he thinks. But you know what? There's some truth to it. This guy is a former president. He's not the real president anymore. He thinks he might be, and he never lost the election. I get that. Mm-hmm. And his followers actually believe that.
Delusional.
They believe that Biden is controlled by Obama. Okay.
Right.
all sorts of different things, or that maybe Biden is an alien, I'm sorry. So. Well, anyway, this is interesting stuff. The Atlantic writer, Ann Applebaum, had this unsettling thought. I captured this little voicer.
Okay.
Check it out.
You know, he's been very, very clear that he doesn't want the House to pass this money. And there are enough people in the House who either support him or are afraid for their own seats, they're afraid of being primaried, that they have gone along with it. And I think that, more than anything else, explains where we are. I mean, it's really an extraordinary moment. And we have a out-of-power ex-president who is, in effect, dictating American foreign policy on behalf of a foreign dictator or with the interests of a foreign dictator in mind. And I don't think we've been through this before.
There? Mm-hmm. Crazy, isn't it?
It is.
And I've been seeing it all along. It's like he's never left office. And he's calling the shots.
Yeah.
And no, he is.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And he's talking to all these world leaders.
Mm-hmm.
He's still meeting with them. You know, who knows how much money he's asking them to give.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's right. Yeah. He's still got his hand out.
Everybody believes at this point now he's fairly compromised, and it's a good conclusion to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yet it goes on and on. He still thinks he's in charge.
That's right.
He's got all the contacts.
Now, we talked about Trump. Let's mm-hmm. talk about the cult that follows Trump.
Okay.
The MAGAs say the darndest things, and I have cut 505 here, I believe. That we I don't know if we've played that already.
The Borg Genesis, we heard that, I think, yesterday.
Oh, let's go to 542 then. Let's go to 542 and listen to more of what the MAGAs are saying the darndest things of.
Okay.
Tell me about if Donald Trump does not win, what do you do?
I hope that I'm going to die.
You want to die if Donald Trump doesn't win?
I don't want to live like this anymore. You like our country the way it is now?
Hard for me to give credit to a person of, like Obama for all the reasons that I think are true about him that is not in the mainstream media.
Like what?
Him and his favorite beau, Michael. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant that Michelle.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I could go on. There's no sense of going further than that. All right.
Yeah. I mean his wife?
I mean the person that he cohabitates with, yes.
The mother of his two daughters?
Okay, say what you want, but I don't believe that for an instant either. I don't believe that Michael had any children.
Michael who?
One that you call Michelle Obama.
That's his wife. They were. You don't agree with that's his wife?
I agree that's his mate.
No, I think they've been after him so long that all of this is just a witch hunt like he described it. I don't think there's anything Trump's done wrong.
Yeah.
I think that the desperate opposition is just after him. I mean, they started out, you know, and they've been after him eight different ways, and they're going to keep after him until they can get him in jail, I think.
People can't see beyond this politicalization of the Justice Department. Then I would say they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome.
There are people that think that you suffer from.
Yeah, but they don't have an argument. They just don't like Trump.
If Trump were to lose for the second time, what would you think the reset would have to be for Republicans?
I would say things would get so bad, it'll be almost in a communist type of zone to where we may not even be able to farm anymore.
What are people not talking about that they should?
We're not talking about our worldview. Everybody's laughing at America because we have the weakest president we've ever had in history. He likes everybody but America. Well, because he's crooked. He's gotten a lot of money, millions over the years with his son, Hunter. But the thing that is, Russia, China, everybody's laughing because we have no strength. We are not the America of 10 years ago.
What does woke mean?
Yeah.
Woke means it's like policies and in the schools and companies that are forcing people basically to just go along with the tide.
Oh.
When people are, a lot of people don't even want it, but they're just doing it because they don't want to fight.
So like LGBTQ rights, is that forcing people to?
Not rights. I mean, like I said, everybody should have rights, but like it's really being forced upon children in schools, like the things that are being taught to them. Like they're having, like parents don't have rights anymore. Like the rights of parents are being diminished and the rights of the government and the school system are being expanded. And so our kids are in danger.
Yeah.
I mean, kids are getting mutilated and making choices like cut off your body parts.
Gender reassignment, that's what's
happening. Just all those things.
Yeah, it's all those things.
Okay. Wow. It is 6:58, wrapping up our first hour of John and Gordy for this Tuesday. We're coming right back.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, and going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. It happened about 1:30 this morning.
Our first unit arrived.